DeepEnglish.com. Alien Attack, Fluency Booster, Part B. Does that sound like a true story? No, of course it's not. No one would believe that, right? Actually, there was a very similar radio show, and many people believed it. It was a fictional story, but many people thought it was true. Was it a true story? No, it wasn't a true story. It was a fictional story. Did anyone believe it? Yes, many people believed it. The panic was very real. Thousands of Americans believed that aliens were attacking the United States. Was the panic real? Yes, the panic was very real. What did thousands believe? Thousands believed that aliens were attacking the United States. Many of these people were truly afraid. Were many people excited? No, many people weren't excited. Many people were afraid. The year was 1938. It was 10 years before the introduction of television. When was this? The year was 1938. Was it before or after the introduction of television? It was 10 years before the introduction of television. At this time, radio programs were very popular. News, music, weather reports, and dramas were just some of the programs people enjoyed listening to on the radio. What kind of radio programs did people enjoy? They enjoyed news, music, weather reports, and dramas. At that time, a young man named Orson Welles had a regular weekly radio program performing dramas. One week, Welles and his team of actors performed a story called The War of the Worlds. What kind of radio program did Orson Welles have? Orson Welles had a regular weekly radio program performing dramas. Did Welles perform the story alone? No, Welles didn't perform the story alone. Welles and a team of actors performed the story. The story was from a book also called The War of the Worlds that was written in 1898. Where was the story from? The story was from a book also called The War of the Worlds. When was the book written? The book was written in 1898. The original story was about an alien attack in England. What was the original story about? The original story was about an alien attack in England. Orson and his writers changed the story and made it about the United States. how did Orson change the story? Orson made it about the United States. At the beginning of the radio program, Welles introduced the War of the Worlds as a drama. Did Welles tell people that the show was a drama? Yes, at the beginning of the program, Welles told people that the show was a drama. The people who heard the beginning of the program knew that it wasn't real, but many people who didn't hear the beginning of the show were fooled. Which people knew the show wasn't real? The people who heard the beginning of the program knew it wasn't real. Which people were fooled? Many people who didn't hear the beginning of the show were fooled. The War of the Worlds show sounded like a real news report about aliens. Did the show sound like a drama? No, the show didn't sound like a drama. The show sounded like a real news report. Welles and his team of actors mixed regular music and weather reports with the news reports of the alien attack. This also made it sound very real. How did Welles make the story sound real? They mixed regular music and weather reports with the news reports of the alien attack. No one is sure how many people thought the radio program was a real news program. How many people thought the program was real? No one is sure how many people thought the program was real. 6 million people listened to Welles' War of the Worlds program. Some people say that 1 million thought that it was real. Other people say that only thousands thought it was real. How many people listened to Welles' War of the Worlds? Six million people listened to Welles' War of the Worlds. Some people went to churches. Other people got in their cars and left cities to escape the aliens. Others called the police to ask for help. Did people go to the hospitals? No, people didn't go to the hospitals. Some people went to the churches. Other people got in their cars and left cities to escape the aliens. Why did people call the police? People called the police to ask for help. One police station received 2,000 emergency calls in 2 hours. It was just a drama, but many people panicked. How many people called one police station? One police station received 2,000 emergency calls in 2 hours. It's hard to believe, isn't it? How could people really think that aliens were attacking? Well, it wasn't the only time. In 1949, a man named Leonardo Paez heard the story and loved it. Paez worked for a radio station in Ecuador. When did Paez first hear the story? He heard the story in 1949. Did he like the story? Yes, he loved it. Where did Paez work? Paez worked for a radio station in Ecuador. He decided to copy the show. Paez changed the story to include places and people in Ecuador. He wanted the story to fool everyone, so he did even more than Wells. What part of the story did Paez change? Paez changed the story to include places and people in Ecuador. His radio company also owned a newspaper company. Paez asked the newspaper to write stories about strange UFOs in the days before his radio show. What did Paez ask the newspaper to write? Paez asked the newspaper to write stories about strange UFOs. Just like Wells, his radio program told a story about a local alien attack that sounded like radio news.